Well, I'm Andrew Snyder, and my address is box 4310, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I have some suggestions for council consideration. The proposed Article 961 ordinance contains language that is in violation of the individual rights protected by the U.S. Constitution. And because it is unconstitutional, it should not be approved by City Council. So I applaud your decision to postpone that. The notion that law-abiding citizens can be fined and jailed for exercising free speech and First Amendment rights is unconscionable. The City of Bethlehem has an obligation to protect the rights of its citizens and to protect the public safety. Protection of public safety can be accomplished by specifically banning those activities that endanger the public and must be limited to only those activities. Establishing an ordinance that violates rights traditionally understood, expected, regularly enjoyed elsewhere by American citizens invites accidental violation, which increases the risk of conflict resulting from attempts to enforce a rule that a reasonable American would recognize as unconstitutional. An ordinance that clearly invokes egregious overreach will not be upheld on challenges in court to its constitutionality. The likely public legal battles will reflect badly on leadership of the City of Bethlehem and be costly to the citizens of Bethlehem, whom I suspect would not support this unconstitutional rights-violating ordinance. Barriers to speech and expression like permits, fees, consent of officials, waiting periods, and the consent of other permit holders, as described in this ordinance, effectively eliminate the rights of free speech and the freedom to peaceably assemble. We recognize that justice delayed is often justice denied. Similarly, free speech delayed is free speech denied. While there is legitimate precedent for permit requirements for events that obstruct traffic, require additional municipal services to protect people and property, there is no justification for any restriction placed on peaceable assemblies and speech that do not directly impact safety and traffic flow. The rights to peaceable assembly and to free speech are unalienable, and legislation that restricts and eliminates these rights is unconstitutional. Because of the direct conflict with the Constitution, the negative impact on freedom, personal liberties, and individual rights, and potential for costly legal battles and damage to the reputation of this fine city, I urge the council to never pass this legislation. Thank you.